Imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill, First Lord of the Admiralty, spending every waking hour in the service of his country, has made his one objective in life, win the war. Criticism of his views and his activities has begun, for he is too eager to win the war to be cautious of his own reputation. It is October the 2nd, 1914. He leaves London by special train for Dover on his way to Dunkirk to arrange the disembarkation of naval brigades. 20 miles out of London...
Why has this train stopped? Is anything wrong?
Signal against us, sir.
But the line was to be cleared. I asked for a clear run to Dover. It's most important that I reach Dunkirk by tomorrow morning.
I can't understand you, Mr. Churchill. There doesn't seem to be anything holding us up.
You'd better send someone down to the signal box and tell them the position. I'm on His Majesty's business. What's the use of a special train if this sort of thing is going to happen?
Someone coming aboard now, sir. Looks like there's a message of some kind.
I'll see what it is.
Hey, you, this way, hurry up.
I've got a message from Mr. Winston Churchill.
Right. I'm Churchill. What's your message?
The train's to return to London immediately, sir.
But I've got to reach Dunkirk by the morning.
I was to tell you to go at once to Lord Kitchener's house in Carlton Gardens, sir.
Who sent the message?
Came by telephone, sir. Gent said he was the Prime Minister's secretary.
Oh, well, in that case, there's no more to be said. Thank you very much. Tell the driver to get back to London as quickly as he can. Lord Kitchener.
In the library, sir. Prince Louis of Battenberg, Sir Edward Grey, and Sir William Tyrrell are with him. They're expecting you, sir.
Oh, through here, isn't it?
That's right, sir. Just go straight in.
Oh, Churchill, I'm glad we caught you in time. You knew everyone here, I think.
What's happened?
A telegram. Arrived about an hour ago from Sir Francis Villiers in Antwerp. Here's what it says. The Belgian government have decided to leave tomorrow for Ostend. Acting on advice unanimously given by Superior Council of War in presence of the King. The King, with field army, will withdraw, commencing with advance guard tomorrow in the direction of Ghent to protect coastline, and eventually, it is hoped, to cooperate with the Allied armies. The Queen will also leave. It is said the town will hold out for 5 or 6 days, but it seems most unlikely that when the court and government are gone, resistance will be so much prolonged.
Antwerp about to fall? But Lord Kitchener telegraphed to General Joffre that we were making preparations for the relief of the city. What has happened in the last few hours to make the Belgians despair?
That's just what we want you to find out, Churchill.
You want me to go to Antwerp?
As you were already due at Dunkirk tomorrow morning, we thought you would be the most suitable person to visit Antwerp and investigate the position.
We feel that Antwerp should not be cast away without good cause, while the means of saving it might well be at hand.
I agree. We shouldn't give in without a struggle.
The question is, what help can we promise?
A brigade of Marines immediately. I'll be responsible for them. And 2 naval brigades later.
I might be able to send 1 infantry division and perhaps a cavalry division also. And the French should be able to do something.
Then I suggest that Sir Edward Grey telegraphs the Belgian government asking them to postpone their final decision until I arrive.
Very well. And we leave it to your discretion, Churchill, as to whether it's possible to continue operations.
I'll go back to Victoria Station then and continue the journey to Dover. I should be in Antwerp at some time tomorrow afternoon. I'll report to you as soon as I can come to a decision. In the meantime, Prince Louis, you must take full charge of Admiralty matters. Good night, you all. I just called for a moment, Clementine, to say hello and goodbye.
I thought you'd be on your way to Dover by now. Has anything happened? Anything serious?
Yes. I have to go to Antwerp. We're landing a brigade of Marines and then 2 naval brigades. The Germans are threatening the city. We've got to help the Belgians to resist.
Oh, but why are you going? Isn't your place at the Admiralty?
My place is in the front line, in this case.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to go, Winston. I'm frightened.
Don't tell me, my dear, you've lost confidence in my lucky star. Why, think of all the adventures I've been through. Cuba, India, Omdurman, South Africa. A few German soldiers are not going to worry me.
Oh, no. No, of course not. I'm being foolish, I know. This war is a dreadful thing. To think of Germans bombarding our own ports. I can't realize that this is anything more than a nightmare.
Cheer up, my dear. Don't let it get you completely under.
Oh, I'm far from that. I'm too busy, as a matter of fact. All the women of Britain are busy at the moment. There's no time for slackers.
One day, my dear, one great day when all this is over, there'll be an armistice and peace. And the two of us will stand hand in hand on the threshold of a new era and a new life of peace. Peace will come once and for all in our time. Maybe not for years, perhaps longer than we think. But one day, as the clock strikes 12 midnight, that will be a signal for a new peace and a new understanding between men.
But just now, that sounds almost like a fairy tale. Oh, but I'm not worrying you by my anxiety, I hope. I know you'll be all right.
Like my mother, you have courage and dignity, my dear. Well, I must go. Look after Randolph and see that he looks after you. I must catch my special train. By tomorrow, I'll be at Antwerp. And then, heaven help the Germans.
Is coming now, Monsieur Churchill.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, Monsieur Churchill, I'm glad indeed to see you.
Well, pardon this unceremonious arrival. I left London very suddenly, and naturally there was no time to be lost, so I came straight here.
There is no time for ceremony now, Monsieur Churchill. We are in grave peril. Antwerp is almost lost.
Almost is not quite, Monsieur. That's my purpose here. I've been sent by the British government to urge you to continue resistance until Allied help arrives.
But we have fought so hard, and it seems so hopeless.
The courage of your people will live on through generations as an example to all mankind. But I beg of you, monsieur, that extra bravery, that desperate resistance, until British help comes. Consider, monsieur, a brigade of Marines already available, to be followed instantly by two naval brigades. A possibility, too, of an infantry division and a cavalry division. I have no doubt of the extent of our assistance. It is just a matter of time and of organization.
You have that about you, Monsieur Churchill, that carries inspiration. You are enthusiastic, dynamic. Who could fail to be emboldened when you are there to speak words of encouragement? I shall consult my advisors immediately. Rest assured, we shall fight to hold Antwerp to the last. Now, you would like to rest? After your journey.
Indeed, no. I'll telegraph my government immediately, and then I intend to hurry to the front line. I want to see our men and yours in action. I want to be in the thick of things. I shall return later. In the meantime, I can take it as a definite assurance that you will fight on to hold Antwerp.
A definite assurance, Mr. Churchill. Hold out to the last.
Keep undercover, Monsieur Churchill. After all, you are a very valuable target for the Germans.
I'm all right. The Germans have nearly complete occupation of the suburbs.
Yes, monsieur.
Oh, if only armed men would come to help yours. Bungling differences of opinion, delays. A battle can be lost for a very slight cause. And here we wait and wait.
We shall hold them long enough, I have no doubt, monsieur. When do you return to London?
When my men have arrived and victory has been won.
But your position, the Admiralty, they will be incommoded.
As a matter of fact, I've offered to resign my position of First Lord so that I can take charge of military operations here. Whether they accept that offer is a matter for the Cabinet. For me, I want to stay in the thick of it until the battle is over.
A communication, sir.
Yes. Thank you. And voila, they have arrived. At the wharves, they disembark. Is it not wonderful? Your naval brigade.
Thank God for that. I must return to the city immediately to see their commander. I want to hurry them forward. Carry on, old men. Your men are putting up a wonderful fight. I'm sure we'll be too much for the Germans.
Of the epic of Antwerp and Churchill, Sir Ian Hamilton has written... At last, the English naval brigade arrives. The divisions themselves, scarce clothed, Churchill handles them as if he were Napoleon, and they, the old guard, flings them right into the enemy's opening jaws. It is too late by now to relieve Antwerp, but thanks to the incomparable Churchill, its defense is prolonged by 5 invaluable days, and thus is saved Nieuport and Dunkirk, perhaps Calais and Boulogne. Thus also, perhaps, is removed forever the threat of invasion to England. The great adventurer has achieved another great feat for the country he loves. And Now, his task performed, it is time for Churchill to return to London, to the Admiralty. There to carry on with his tremendous energy, his broad vision, the task of winning the war. At Antwerp, he hands over to General Rawlinson.
General Rawlinson, Mr. Churchill. I've been sent to take over immediately.
How do you do, Sir Henry? I'm glad to see you. Have you studied the military situation here?
Yes, I think I have a fairly clear picture of everything.
What's your opinion?
I don't think it's hopeless by any means. Either on the Antwerp front or on the line of communications. I hear the naval brigades are now in the line.
Well, I gave orders that they be put in fixed positions about 4 miles short of their original destination. They can act as a support and rallying line for the Belgians who are falling back.
Quite right. You should have been a general, Mr. Churchill.
As a matter of fact, I tendered my resignation as First Lord of the Admiralty and offered to take charge here. But they said they were sending you out instead, Sir Henry. I dare say they were right.
How is the Belgian morale?
Not very high at present. The troops are tired, and the leaders want to evacuate Antwerp before they lose the entire army. If they do, all our efforts have been in vain, and the line of the Scheldt is lost to us. We shall have to evacuate Antwerp. Our purpose is served. At least we delay the enemy, stem the German onrush. Our action has hobbled the entire German advance in the north. It may even be one of the decisive events of the war. Who can tell?
In 1915, the vital importance of Winston Churchill's work at Antwerp is not generally recognized. For a total loss of 57 officers and ratings killed, a great naval and military feat is achieved. But Antwerp is to be used by his enemies in the succeeding years as a reproach. For years, Antwerp is to be used as a cry against Churchill. Instead of being regarded, as experts agree, as one of the outstanding achievements of his career. But in disappointments or victories, in praise or criticism, the great adventurer knows his course of action, sees clearly the dangers and pitfalls of the future, sacrifices everything to win the war.